Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, tomorrow morning, as promised, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. That's right. We're playing
$1 million.
That's right. That's right. We're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Okay.
Are you?
Oh, man.
Do you think you are?
You taking drugs. I know it.
I know you're taking
top of
drugs.
Your collar now, huh, Tommy?
Little bit. I'm in there.
Well, yeah, what does this mean to you? What does this mean to you, Tommy, these wins, this game, everything?
You know, I'm ready for Family Feud whenever we as a radio show go on, you know.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Fast Money? Okay.
I'm ready for Fast Money if y'all let me play. If not, you know, two ladies, y'all can play, but... You know, I'm here if
we
you
will.
Need me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm here if you need me, you know.
I would go with the ladies.
No problem.
Shot at the money.
Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We'll play it again tomorrow. As mentioned, if you want to play, if you think you're smarter than the nephew, go to steveharveyfm.com to register, please. All right? Now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter, people. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more... Please submit your strawberry letter to... Yeah, you never know. Submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Yes.
All right?
Here it is. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, so is this what we're doing now? Mm-hmm. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm an older female with old school ways of doing things. After many years of marriage... I'm now divorced and back on the dating scene. I never would have imagined how much things have changed when it comes to dating. I am learning about all of these online dating apps, but they scare me, so I've been dating the traditional way. I have met two nice men in my community, but I have a problem with how they communicate with me. They both like to send text messages instead of calling me to get to know me. Please tell me that texting is not the new way of talking to people. What happened to picking up the phone and calling me? When I met the first guy, I asked him to call me if he wanted to talk. He chose to send me a string of text messages and had the nerve to try to win me over with these texts. I told him he was no Langston Hughes, and I haven't heard from him since. The second guy told me that the Wi-Fi at his house was sketchy, so he couldn't make calls. So he could only text. I don't know much about Wi-Fi, but that didn't sound right, so I stopped texting him. Now tell me this. When I'm out on a date, do I talk to the person I'm with, or do I text him while we're on the date? This whole dating scene has me so confused, and I want to be hip and up on the latest trends. I guess I will have to get used to texting more than I usually would, or should I just keep praying for a man that will call me and talk to me like a normal person? Please help. Okay, well, prayer is always a good answer for anything, okay? So keep praying. Yes, I will always encourage you to do that. But I hope it will make you feel better to know that you're not the only one who feels this way. I've heard this from a lot of people, especially women. Steve talked about young people and texting on the show before. Texting is just what most young people do these days. That is how they communicate. Yes, it's impersonal. You don't know, where they are emotionally. You can't read emotion in these texts a lot of times. And yes, it takes too long for a response a lot of times, if they respond at all to your texts. No immediate response, like when you're on the phone or anything like that, or you could hear their voice and, you know, the inferences, and you can, you know, gauge where they are. But my favorite line in your whole letter is when you asked, when you're out on a date, do you talk to the person you're with or do you text him? Yeah. You talk to them while you're on a date. Okay, that's what's supposed to happen. Hopefully you guys have like put your phones away. You know, you should make that a rule. When you're on a date, put your phones away, okay? Enjoy each other's company. If he's texting while on a date, trust me, he's not a keeper. He is not the one. So don't waste your time with him. You need a man closer to your own age, probably a gentleman that likes what you like, who appreciates who you are and where you are in life, okay? And yeah, you know, things do change quite rapidly, especially in the tech world. So, you know, get a young person around you to help you out with texting and to, you know, the gram and social media and all that stuff. So you will be up on it. But, yeah, I suggest that you get someone closer to your own age, someone who likes the romance of talking on the phone and courting and that sort of thing. Jay?
I am so happy with the way society is going now. I mean, back in the day, we were people who shared everything. We shared our food. We shared our music. Remember the big boom boxes you had?
Yep.
And the music, you played your music real loud.
Right.
You carried it on your shoulder. You shared your music.
Yeah.
You shared your thoughts. Now we ain't sharing a damn thing. I'm listening to my own music. Mm-hmm. I'm texting you because I don't really want to talk to you that much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a message. And if you answer, cool. If you don't answer, I'm into me. I don't want to be bothered. I like this society that we're now in. I got my own music. I've sent you a text. If you answer, cool. If you don't, the hell with it. That means I ain't got to have a long, drawn-out ass conversation.
Bitter man, bitter man. Bitter man.
Where my feelings? So what you trying to say?
Where's this relationship going?
Read the text. I've said it all in the text. Everything I want to say to you is in the text.
She likes human contact, right. Jay.
You ain't going to get that. That's gone. That's gone. We don't do that no more. We'll
do that. Jay. That's gone.
That's so yesterday.
That's so flip phone-ish about you. Stop thinking with a flip phone mind. What is wrong with you? You got a flip phone mind, and we're living in a smartphone technology, y'all.
Yeah.
Step it up.
Yeah.
And I've been talking like
technology.
This more tonight at the J Spot in Los Angeles, California, and Chuckles this weekend. And I'm going to text y'all just to make sure you see me there, boy.
Bye. Hey, should we text our orders now for the tacos, too?
Text for your tacos, because they're biblical, Shirley. Yeah. They might not come when you want them, but they always right on time.
Okay. Late tacos.
I know, they're good when you get them, but boy, does it take a minute. All right, Junior, what you got?
I'm just going to tell you like this. This here, she looking for the wrong guy.
Uh-huh.
Her whole thing is, are you all about talking? Mm-hmm. Well, there's some men, I tell you right now, who will talk to you right off the bat. If you see a man with a denim shirt tucked in some denim jeans, that's the man you want, because he going to talk to you.
Denim on denim, tucked in.
If you walk in a man's house and the whole house smell like pine salt, that's the man for
that's
you.
A talker.
That's a talker for you. If you see Black Jesus, Kennedy, and King on the wall,
Hello.
That man going to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's the man. You need somebody who know all the original members of the Temptations.
Yeah.
That's a talker right there.
That man going to talk
she
to you.
She said she's old school. Yeah,
you
that's
need a
good.
Man who's always doing Fatima Medley. He going to talk.
Hang on, Junior. We'll have part two of the guy's responses coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter. So is this what we're doing now? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk about Spike Lee's brand new movie. It's called, it's coming out. It's called Black Klansman. And we're going to also talk about racism in America, people. I mean, we need to have that conversation for sure. We'll get a little serious, and break it down and talk about it a little bit. Right now, it is time for a recap of today's Strawberry Letter. We're still in the middle of that. The subject is, so this is what we're doing now. An older female wrote this letter. She says she has old school ways of doing things. She was married for many, many years. She got a divorce, and now she's back on the dating scene. And she's talking about how much things have changed since she was married and since she was dating, when she was younger and dating before. She says she's met two nice guys, but they're so into texting. She's a woman that likes a man to pick up the phone and call her, and they have a conversation that way. She's not too much into these text messages and all of that, this man was trying to woo her, she said, or wow her with a string of text messages. And she simply told him he was no Langston Hughes. And that was the end of that. She hadn't heard from him since. The second guy said the Wi-Fi in his house was sketchy, so he couldn't make calls. He could only text. That sounds suspicious. But she didn't know much about Wi-Fi, and it didn't sound right, so she stopped texting him. She wants to know if she goes out on a date, while they're on the date, should they actually talk or should they text? She just needs to know text etiquette or date etiquette in, this century, in the 21st century, I think. And she wants to know, should she keep praying for a man that's going to call her like a normal person? She needs help. We've heard from Jay. We've heard from Junior. You heard from me. I think she needs to meet an older man, more her speed, you know, that can be a gentleman and do what she likes to do, pick up the phone and stuff like that, and leave these young guys alone because she's not doing well with that. So, nephew, it's on you. Junior, will you finish with your answer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, you understood what I said.
Oh, absolutely.
This is some things for science to see. If you're going to get a man that want to talk, you got to know that.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I said, if you see a denim shirt tucked in some denim jeans.
Denim on denim. Uh-huh.
Go over to him right away.
Yeah.
That man
with
wants
the belt
to talk.
That's right.
To
that's
the
right.
Side, with that belt buckle twisted to the side. Yes.
Yes.
All right, nephew, you're up. So is this what we're doing now? Is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. What you got,
help
nephew?
Her out.
This is not what we're doing now. This is what they are doing now. You over here with us. You ain't supposed to be doing that. Mm. Let me explain this, though. The guy that told you about the Wi-Fi problem, he married.
He's married, yeah.
Let's get that understood.
Very suspicious.
But I'm in the same vein with Junior. You are out of your league, and you ain't looking for the right people. These are little boys you got right here. You need a grown man. You need somebody in your league. You need somebody that's got a tile over their shirt. That's it. Just a tie.
He
just
sweat a lot.
In case they get
tired,
because he sweat a lot. You looking for that guy.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
A towel. Yeah.
A towel.
You looking for somebody that's got T-shirts for seat covers in their car. That's what you looking for.
They talk.
Yeah.
He talk. He
you
talk.
Understand? You say you're looking for somebody that's got a bumper sticker that say class of 57. That's what you looking for.
He talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking for somebody that still drank Kool-Aid out of mason jars. You're looking for that person.
Yeah. He's a talker. He is a talker.
Kool-Aid
out of the mason jar.
You know you found the right man when you open up his ashtray and it's a bunch of change in it. That's who you're looking for. All right? That's
right.
The guy you're looking for. You can tell your man when you see nugget rings on every finger.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The guy you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. With a matching necklace? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, speaking of necklaces, Jay, all his necklaces is outside his shirt. Even if he got
be.
Even
got
if he got
be.
A turtleneck on. Even if he got a turtleneck on.
How many is he wearing?
He
one
got
time.
About at least five. At least
wow.
five. Now, here how you really know your man.
Okay. Uh-huh.
When his pinky nail longer than all your nails, that's your dude right there.
Dead giveaway.
That's
dead
your giveaway. Guy.
He talk.
That's okay. A talker right
he
there.
He talk.
Now, Junior told you denim on denim.
Yeah.
Didn't he tell you that? But remember this. Them denim pants got a crease in it. Heels got a crease in it.
Yes.
Sharp Woo! As a razor. Sharp yeah. as a razor.
Cut a piece of fruit on it.
Yes. And when you go to
zip up boots, wait a minute, what about the zip up boots on the
he got all that.
Yeah.
He got all that.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, don't you, Jay?
Uh-huh. When you go to his house though, when you go to his house.
What's happening? What's happening?
He got pink flamingos in the yard. He got pink flamingos.
You pull up, you see him out there,
yes, sir.
Four, five of them, man.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He got that. Matter of fact, now when you we still in the yard
uh-huh.
on the side of the house, he got two, three lawnmowers just sitting on the side of the house. Just two, three of them.
Oh, what though?
They just there, Carl.
Is he collecting
they just
them?
There.
No, they just there.
Them conversation pieces. You gonna ask about them?
Yeah. Now, right on the other side of the lawnmower, he got two old tires for his car. They just lean there. That's all they do. They just lean there. Okay.
Now, that's a talker right
that's
there.
That's a talker.
Now
that's
when
what
you
she wants.
When you get in his house, it's he got a runner. It's plastic. It'll run from the front door to the kitchen door. Up underneath that plastic is the cleanest carpet you have ever seen in your life.
Yes, that man gonna talk.
Okay, I'm just saying,
like
up underneath
new,
there.
Like new.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Left and right of that runner, dirty as all get out. Raise that runner up and you'll see what the house used to look like. Okay? Let's come on
that's
in the house.
Shag. That's shag. That's shag. Shag.
Yeah, you rake that. You rake
yeah,
it.
You know.
Now let's get in the house. While we in the house,
uh-huh.
his television.
Yeah.
It weighed 3,000 pounds. It is a flow model.
One of those old Sonys.
The door swing open. He got a hi-fi stereo on the top of it. It's a door that slide left and right.
Yes.
You can pop an 8-track in there, or you can pop you some albums. He got plenty of albums.
He got some 78s. He didn't throw them away. He just showed them to you. He got some. He'll show them to you.
But he talking, though.
He is.
He's a talker.
Okay.
That's
nah,
what she
nah,
needs.
Nah. He gonna smell and he gonna smell like two different things.
What?
Uh-huh. Either he gonna smell like Old Spice or Lagerfeld. Them two right there.
I'm not mad at that.
Right there. All right.
That's well, at least he's clean.
That's your talking man right there.
That's talking man.
Okay.
And the Broham Deuce in a Quad is sitting outside. That's what that
is. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Spike Lee's movie Black Klansman in theaters Friday. President attacking LeBron. All that. We're going to talk about racism in America when we come back. Call us 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.